Great evening, everyone. Thank you for my listeners for tuning in tonight to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And tonight, we will be discussing routines. So the question I'm going to leave out to the audience and to my viewers tonight, are you a routine person or just winging it? So why should I come up with this tonight? Because we know we all have this hustle and bustle of days. And, you know, as for kids, we try to put them structural on a routine because we know this actually helps them to become more disciplined in their lives. But as for us, when we're younger, we were made to go to bed at a certain time. And trust me, I was one of those people who tried to come up with all types of excuses. But now that we're adults, we can't even find ourselves going to bed when we need to because of everything. Or we can have a routine that has become either boring or it's just rigid. Or, you know, there's a lot of people who might share this view. You may be one of them. But I'm going to give you some efficient tips, like 18 of them, that will go off the base to why. Why? It is so important that we have a daily routine. I will say that my first daily dose of a routine is when I wake up my eyes is to say, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up today. So if you haven't gotten to that structure, that's just something you can go by as one little thing that I just threw in off the record to say, thank you, God, for letting me be in the routine for today. So, yes, again, we're talking about why is it important that we have sufficient routines. So, number one, the reason why is because it makes it more efficient for us. When we have a routine that we follow daily, it reduces us to make more decisions that might hinder us to stress. So, again, you know, I'm a stress relief coach as well. So that's one of the things. It's why it's important. Number two, reduces our need to plan. So if we have a strictly wrote out plan, if we carefully design it and we set a routine and follow it, again, it will eliminate the need to plan for activities that we shouldn't even be into. Give you a good example. In the morning, you might have a budget and then you can allocate precious time towards that budget for the day. So that can be something. Number three, create structure in our life. And again, I think we have so many people compromise with just doing hustle and bustle. I need to get this done. And sometime, again, you might be that person who's winging it. But if a daily dose that creates a structure, it can give us a logical sequence. And we would like the sequence in our life. And it will provide a framework within where we live and our lives. So we, you know, and it conducts our daily selves as we should. Next, saves time is a most valuable source. Yes. Anytime that I can see myself saving time, reducing time for something that I could be doing is a plus. Number five. It makes us instill it as a good habit. Yes, let me rephrase that. The secret of building this is a good habit because it's repetition. Say right now to yourself, I need some good habit as repetition. When we design a personal routine that works for us, it facilitates us to develop good habits. It encourages us to repeat it at the same task over and over and over again. Number six, when we had it, we're talking about good habits, but also in having the structure of a good habit, it also breaks the curse of a bad habit. So while our routine helps us to develop good habits that are in line with exploring or seeking our full potential, it also helps to decrease the bad habits that does not serve us. So wouldn't that be so good and sufficient? I get some hand claps there for that one. Number seven, it helps us to become more proficient. And, you know, think about on those yearly assessments that your job gives you for the increase for that raise that you might be looking for or you might need. When you have a routine, you start to become better at doing certain things. And, you know, go back. I test you to go back and look at some of your evaluations that you have got for your yearly performance. You know how they always talk about that performance measure? Well, there. This is the one that keys to you mastering any skill. So check that one out. Number eight, helps us to get the most important task done. Here we go, talking about those tasks again. When we carefully design this portion of a personal routine and stick to it, it also will allow us to get the most important things done. Priority is the factor in number nine. Priorities. The beauty of designing is to set routines that it is a force for us to prioritize and decide what is important to us, rather for us to make these decisions on a daily basis. We already know that we need to do and in what order because we carefully have planned it. So let me give you a good example for this. After some deep soul searching and careful introspection, I decided that being mindful and healthy were my goals that I wanted to obtain. So I incorporated meditation, some exercise into my daily routine. So these are the first nine. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to jump right back into these ideas that can help us when to not be a wing it, but be a proficient person in our routine. Again, I'm signing off for break. Come back and join us on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond.
Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Well, thank you for joining us. Be right there back or at be the square. Mind, Body, and Soul, where we have just covered the first nine of the 18 routines that are why it's so important for us, which is so great. And I will quickly give you a nice little recap. So, at number one, it makes us more efficient. Number two, it reduces our need to plan. Number three, it creates structure in our lives, which we want structure. Number four, saves time, our most valuable resource. Number five, it instills good habits. Number six, it helps to reduce us to breaking into bad habits. Number 7, it helps us to become more proficient. Number 8, it helps us to get the most important tasks done. And number 9, prioritizing. Prioritizing is what helps us to design a routine that helps us decide what is more important to us. And I gave a good example that I've done even in one of the books, These A Moment to Inspire. This is what I'm talking about. I took a 31-day journey and just to meditate. I'm like, hey, you know, us as Christians, we say we pray, but how often do we pray? And I compared it to people who of the Muslim faith, where they do 3 times a day. So I actually went on this journey for myself as, you know, my morning affirmation, a noontime affirmation, and at night, what did I want to achieve? And if I didn't achieve it, my reason why, so I can rediscover that back and over again. So I will actually give you more information as we lead out to that. But we're going on to number 10. It reduces the need for determination and willpower. What do you mean by this? When we brush our teeth, the basic thing that we do as a routine in the morning, if we don't, I don't want to be waking up to you next to going to work. It does not require a lot of determination or willpower to do that. Why? Because most of us have made it a daily ritual. We hardly think about having to brush our teeth. We simply just do what? We do it. So why not do this with the routine? The same holds true for other tasks when we follow a routine. It simply becomes a routine. Number 11, it reduces procrastination. So all you ones who are out here listening to me this nice evening, crisp evening, with reducing procrastination, here we go. When a set of tasks and activities become a routine, it reduces the chance that we will procrastinate doing them. It becomes ingrained into our system, and we almost do it without somebody even asking us to do it. And let me give you an example. I do a few minutes of yoga every morning when I wake up. This is what Susie says. I do not think about it. I simply do it because it has become a habit. We all know that procrastination is just what? A waste of time. And having a routine is a way to fight and combat that. Number 12, it builds momentum. As we know, when you do the same things repetitiously, it builds momentum, making it easier and to persist it. 13, build self-confidence. We adhere to a routine and stick with it. It helps us build our self-confidence. So I ask in this question, give me a sense of tremendous satisfaction. So all of us who might be dealing with some self-confidence, this may be the problem. And you know, lack of self-confidence is one of the main reasons people find it difficult to change their lives for the better. Number 14, saves us money. When we flow in a routine and do the same things over and over and over again, it can help save us money. Another example of this, it could be a routine of you involving juicing fruits and vegetables every morning, because I know that I will follow this routine religiously. I can buy fruit and vegetables in bulk, which could save me money. I can might freeze it, have it set up as a meal plan for the week. Do it on Sunday to gather out for the rest of the week. This is holds true, saving money. Money needs to be saved in these days. As I said earlier, this bullets me back to what I talked about earlier, when we put things in a routine, it won't stress us. So number 15 here says, help reduce stress and facilitate relaxation. Who does not need to be relaxed in this time and frame of today? There will always be things in our lives that are beyond our control, and we need to accept that. Let me read that one again. there will be things in our life that are beyond our control, and we need to accept it. However, let me put that in here, there is so much that we can control, especially if we have a good routine. 16, freeze up our time. Yes, contrary to what some people believe, following a routine that prioritizes repetitive tasks actually provides us with more free time to do what we please to do. Number 17, helps us to achieve our goals. Our goals and our aspirations are rarely, if ever, achieved all at once. Successful people, though, accomplish their goals by doing the same things over and over again. An athlete, think about it. Think about what LeBron James did there with the Lakers. An athlete gets good at his sport because he does what? Practice daily. And you know he might be celebrating now, but he'll be right back on his regimen to be back again for next year. And for the last one, keeping track of our successes. When we slack off and fail to follow our determined routine, it will be a clear sign that we are falling short. It is an excellent way to monitor our progress. We can make adjustments and get back to following our personal routines while having a confidence that we are on the right track. So, as I get ready to tune out for tonight, my call to action for you is, if you like any of this that you've heard, my book, Seize a Moment to Inspire, as I said about doing a 31-day affirmation, just going back. There's some bullet points. There's some exercise after every fifth day that you can actually go to Amazon and get. But I want you to know this. Each of us are different. Each of us have different goals, needs, and desires. And some of us might have limited resources, and some of us may have resources. But the why is it is very important to develop our own routine after carefully deciding what we want to achieve in our lives. The rewards to be repeat and reaped are definitely worth the effort. So as of today, tonight is a brand new day, and it's never too late to start your own routine. So you have listened to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, and if anything that you've liked, you want to hear, you can go to my website, which is upfrontmbs@gmail.com or upfrontmindbodyandsoul.com. You can follow me on Instagram at upfrontmbs, or you can just go to my email, upfrontmbs@gmail.com. Again, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. Until next week, get in those routines. Don't just wing it.